Chapter 10. Two Legs Better. Many years went by. A lot of the animals died, and only a few animals could remember the rebellion. Clover and Benjamin and some of the pigs. Mr. Jones was dead now as well. Everyone forgot about Snowball, and nearly all of them forgot about Boxer. Only Clover and Benjamin remembered him. Clover was 14. She wanted to retire, but none of the animals on Animal Farm ever retired. Napoleon was very fat, and Squealer was now very, very fat. Benjamin was the same, just a little greyer. There were more animals on the farm now, but they did not remember the rebellion. There were three young horses now, and Clover talked to them about the rebellion and animalism. But they did not understand, and they only learned the first two letters of the alphabet. The farm was richer now and bigger. The pigs bought two new fields from Pilkington. The windmill was finished, and it worked very well. But it did not make electricity to help the animals or make them comfortable. The machinery was for grinding corn to sell to other farmers. That made a lot of money for the farm. The animals were now building another windmill for electricity. The farm was richer, and the pigs and dogs were richer and fatter, but they never worked to make food. There were a lot more pigs now, and they only worked in the farmhouse.
"Our work is very important for everyone," Squealer explained.
But the other animals were not rich, and they did not eat well. They worked in the fields in the cold and rain. Benjamin remembered life before the rebellion. "Things haven't changed," he said. "It's always been the same for us. We're always hungry and we always work hard." But the animals always had hope, and they never forgot that their farm was important. It was the only farm in England like it. That was a wonderful thing, even for the youngest animals. They heard stories about Jones and the rebellion, and they read the Seven Commandments. They still believed in the dream of Animal Farm. If they were hungry, it was not because of people, and if they worked hard, it was all for them. Nobody walked on two legs, and all animals were equal. One day in summer, Squealer took all the sheep to a field a long way from the farmhouse.
"I'm teaching them a new song," he explained. "It's a secret for now."
They stayed there for a week, learning the new song. A week later, the animals were walking home after a day's work. They heard Clover's voice in the farmyard. She was very frightened. All the animals ran into the farmyard, and there they saw something strange and terrible. A pig was walking on two legs. It was Squealer. He walked slowly across the farmyard. Then, out of the farmhouse, came a long line of pigs, all walking on two legs. They did not all walk well, but they could all do it. Then, after a minute, Napoleon came out on two legs. He was carrying a whip. It was very quiet in the farmyard. The animals could not believe their eyes, but they did not have time to speak, because suddenly the sheep started singing their new song.
"Four legs good, two legs better,
Four legs good. Two legs better. Four legs good. Two legs better.
The sheep sang for 5 minutes without stopping, and then the pigs went back into the farmhouse. Clover turned to Benjamin. "Come into the barn with me for a minute," she said. She took him up to the wall with the 7 commandments. "Can you read those for me? Are the 7 commandments the same?" But there was only 1 commandment on the wall now, and Benjamin read it for her. "All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others." After that, it was not strange that all the pigs carried whips. It was not strange that the pigs now had a radio in the farmhouse and newspapers came to the farm every day. It was not strange that the pigs now started to wear Mr. and Mrs. Jones's clothes. A week later, some farmers came to visit Animal Farm. The pigs showed them the fields and the farm buildings. The visitors were very interested in the windmill. The other animals were working in the fields, and they did not look at the visitors. They were frightened of both the pigs and the visitors. That evening, the men and the pigs were laughing and singing in the farmhouse. What was happening in there? Were pigs and people now equal? Some of the animals moved slowly up to the windows of the farmhouse and looked in. Sitting at a long table were 6 farmers and 6 of the most important pigs. Napoleon sat at the head of the table. The men and the pigs were playing cards together, but they stopped for a minute to fill their glasses with beer. Nobody saw the animals at the windows. Mr. Pilkington of Foxwood stood up, holding his glass.
"I want you all to drink with me," he said. "But first, I have some important things to say to you about Animal Farm." "I'm very happy," said Mr. Pilkington, "that we're all friends now. We all know that there were some problems between people and pigs, but that is finished. We thought it was strange, pigs doing the jobs of farmers, but you're doing a great job, better than us. The animals on Animal Farm work harder and for longer hours than they do on our farms, and they don't eat so much food."
"Thank you," Napoleon answered. "I have only one thing to say. You talked about Animal Farm, but our farm isn't called that anymore. It's Manor Farm."
The pigs and the men stood up and drank their beer, smiling and laughing together.
"Something strange is happening to their faces,"
the animals outside thought. But when everyone sat down to play cards again, the animals started walking away. Then suddenly they heard shouting and ran back to the window. The pigs and the men were shouting angrily at each other now. Napoleon and Pilkington each had the same card on the table in front of them. The animals outside looked at the pigs and men inside the farmhouse. 12 voices were shouting in the same angry way. The animals looked from the pigs to the men, and from the men to the pigs, and they saw that their faces were the same.
Penguin Readers, Animal Farm, George Orwell, Level 3. Retold by Nick Bullard. Illustrated by Adam Linley. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Jenny Bryce. Copyright, Penguin Books Limited, 2020.